Good morning. I'm Alec Buchholz.
And I'm Vinny Humble.
You're listening to The Bare Facts. Thanks for joining us as we celebrate Catholic Schools Week here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
Every January, Catholic schools all across the country celebrate Catholic Schools Week. This year's theme is Catholic Schools Light the Way, and we've got lots of special things going on at both Garrigan and Seton all through this coming week. Monday, Algona Mayor Lynn Keek will be on hand to issue a special proclamation. Then Father Steve Broderson will be on hand for the Catholic Schools Week Mass at St. Cecilia's. Tuesday will be a black and gold day. We'll have a special assembly of lights, and all the students at Garrigan and Seton will receive token gifts for the occasion.
On Wednesday, the Seton students will enjoy Peers and Partners Day. That night at Garrigan, we'll have the annual evening of theater. There, our large group speech students present their competition pieces. Thursday is Staff Appreciation Day. The staff will be honored with a special breakfast that morning, and that night is the annual Seton's Educational Fair. Friday will have a traditional black and gold day, and the Algona Area Chamber of Commerce will have their weekly coffee here at Garrigan.
Last Saturday, Garrigan's speech team braved the cold to head over to Spencer for the district large group contest. Five of the Golden Bears entries received Division I or excellent ratings. They include the musical theater presentation of West Side Story, featuring Alec Buchholz, Vinnie Humble, Sam Norlin, Rebecca Brosnan, and Ashley Creeps. The group mime Zoomania with Becky Jennings and Bree Blocker, and the group mime Kindergarten Rocks starring Guy Klein, Cassie Rising, and Jade Kayeski. Two improvisation groups also earned ones. The groups included Michelle Kolash, Allison Missel, Holly Berkland, Ashley Creeps, Jake Rosenmeyer, Anna Kolash, Alex Hamilton, and Nora Cranenbuehl. All the students who earned ones will now advance to state contest, which will be next Saturday, February 2nd, in Sioux City. Congratulations, speech.
For Garrigan seniors, there has been very much school this past week. In addition to two snow days and a late start, the seniors were gone Wednesday and Thursday. They were in Cedar Falls for the annual class retreat. They spent 2 days learning about themselves and their faith and preparing for the future. Garrigan graduate Father Tim Johnson led the retreat, which is held at American Martyrs Retreat House.
The Garrigan website continues to grow and grow. More than 100 new pages have been added since Christmas, and thousands of students, alumni, and friends check out the site each week. This semester, Amber Brewster, Nick Furch, Joe Gowitzer, Ryan Bodie, Jacob Zittrich, David Miller, Brett Capacious, Mark Garman, and Brent Kayeski are in charge of keeping the site up to date. They work under the supervision of school webmaster David Burrow. You can check out their work by pointing your browser to garrigan.unlimitedweb.net.
The Golden Bear basketball teams have been doing very well this winter, which has given the girls on the Spirit Squad a lot to cheer about. There are 7 cheerleaders on the basketball Spirit Squad this year. The senior veterans include Melissa Cruz and Megan Bofer. And the squad are also includes juniors Holly Berkland and Jade Kowalski, sophomore Emily Hidalgo, and freshman Ryan Coombe and Becca Heislop. Thanks to our cheerleaders for all they do.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Kent Recker and Emily Bear. Here to tell you about them is Randy Kenyon.
Kent Recker's biggest activity at Garrigan is probably math team. He has qualified for state, and he is consistently among the top placers in one of the toughest activities there is. In the past, Kent was involved in football and track. He loves science-related classes and activities. Kent will be a college man next year, and we wish him the very best in the future. Dance is Emily Bear's best activity. She's been on Dan's squad all through school and is the captain of this year's state championship team. Emily was also named the 2008 All-Iowa Honor Drill Team, where she'll be performing next month. Emily is also the co-editor of Garrigold Yearbook, and she's been an announcer here on Bear Facts. Emily will also be off to college in the fall. Best wishes to both Emily and Kent.
Thanks, Randy. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's a basketball matchup tonight with the Bears hosting Garner Hayfield. Tomorrow, Catholic Schools Week begins.
Intramural basketball continues tomorrow afternoon. Then Monday, we'll have Mass for Catholic Schools Week. Tuesday, the Bears travel to St. Ed's for a basketball quad.
Wednesday night, we'll be having the annual evening of theater showcasing the large group speech events. Thursday, there's a staff appreciation breakfast. And that night, the freshman basketball teams face Mason City Newman.
Next Friday, we'll have the annual Blessing of the Throats for St. Blaise's Day. That night, the Varsity Bears travel to Iowa Falls, and then on Groundhog's Day, their state speech in Sioux City.
That's the Bear Facts for January. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.